Today's show is brought to you by Halo Cigs, the premium electronic cigarette and e-liquid all made in America at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs.
That's not right.
Wait, what is going on here?
What happened?
Where was the rest of the show?
Yeah, like there's no...
That's all you had highlighted over here.
No, there was
the other little part that's...
Bro, what is going on here?
Isn't there another little part in there that's supposed to be like FGRS intro underscore 2015 or something like that?
It's not here.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Yes, that one. Here it comes.
There you go. now we can start the show.
What the hell is that?
Where's the opener, bro? What is going on here?
I don't know. It's hot.
I feel like I'm being punked right now.
I think we just got edged out of some show.
Yeah, like I'm totally like taken back. You know, I forgot that we have the aperture of the show first.
Yes, we got the vignette.
The opening vignette.
But he didn't even hit the vignette part properly. Because it was supposed to be the read, and then the little squirrel part, and then the band. Right?
No, I thought the squirrel part comes after.
Oh, let's start it again. Okay. Do the Halo Cigs read. Do the Halo Cigs play. We're going to get it right. Do the Halo 6 play and then doing the intro. So you got those all checked on there.
Got it.
For those of you, those new Radio 101, new radio podcasters out there, you're learning here on Fat Guy Radio Show. Okay, try it again, Lip, and take three. Action.
Today's show is brought to you by Halo Cigs, the premium electronic cigarette and e-liquid all made in America at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Here to come.
Just a tad bit early.
Yeah, we'll fix that in editing. Not at all. Liv, what happened?
What do you mean, what happened?
It's his finger.
It's the finger?
It's the finger.
Well, we'll introduce the finger later, but we got to start the show with a... Wow, that kind of really threw me all out of rhythm.
Yeah, like I was like, man, what is going on here?
It's kind of like, you know, normally the beginning of the show is like this beautiful Thanksgiving dinner. And I believe what Philippians just gave us were the crumbs that you use that little egg table brusher to sweep off onto the floor.
Yeah.
We kind of got the crumbs of the opening of the show.
He kind of gave us the excess overflow of the Waffle House from the Waffle Iron.
Yeah, oh, that's actually kind of good.
That is good.
They should really sell that.
The waffle drippings?
Yeah, waffle drippings at...
Waffle?
Waffle. Waffle.
Give me those waffle drippings.
Yes, can I have the waffle drippings, please, at table 4? Waffle drippings!
At table 4.
I'm glad we're talking about food because... Yeah, okay, we're having a producer day today. Did anybody else hear that?
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Nobody else did. On today's show...
It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
Professional we are.
Happy birthday.
Liv, it's your birthday.
It's my birthday.
Here's my favorite part.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday.
It is someone's birthday on the show.
Oscar the Grouch?
It is not Oscar the Grouch's birthday.
Oh. Snuffleupagus?
It is not Snuffleupagus' birthday.
Is it that bell right there? Birthday?
No, but you can ring my bell. Ring my bell. Ding dong. Ring a ling.
Ding a ling.
Ding a ling a ling. That's inappropriate. All right. No, it's DT's birthday.
Yes.
Yeah.
What are you, like 65?
Yeah, how old are you now?
I am 47.
You look 47. Fine for 47.
I do crunches.
Crunches?
Yep. That's why I keep the sexy face. I do crunches.
I do Nestle crunches.
Nestle crunches?
It's crunch time, baby.
It's crunch time, baby. So for DT's birthday, we called an old friend of ours, That is a baker that is in downtown Glendale. They mother effed us, so I'm not giving them a free plug. But in the studio, I asked Dite, what do you want for your birthday? I can't tell you what he actually said. So the radio version of what he said is he wanted chocolate dipped strawberries.
Yay.
Because you have a problem with baked goods.
I hate baked goods.
That is so random to me.
And I don't like cake. Except for the ghetto cake, which is yellow cake with chocolate frosting. That's the only cake I'll eat.
Yellow cake with chocolate frosting.
Yeah.
And I am not a big fan of chocolate frosting.
And yellow cake, so.
I like yellow cake, but I would prefer yellow cake with like a strawberry preserve top.
I don't like baked fruits.
Or a champagne whipped frosting.
I don't know what that is.
Whipped frosting?
I'm Corey Blaze.
Champagne whipped?
Yeah.
They whip champagne up?
They do.
They like, yeah!
They whip it.
Yeah, whip it real.
Whip it good. So Dite gets, here on Fat Guy Radio Show, Dite gets a pound of chocolate dipped strawberries, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you. Here, let me take the logo from the company that didn't want to tell us who we are. Those of you watching us on Ustream, these are some beautiful chocolate dipped strawberries from a local bakery here in Glendale, and this is what Dite wanted. They didn't put the little dustings of sprinkles on it like they did. Remember it had like glitter sprinkles on it last time?
Yeah.
All right, so let's eat these. We got a few minutes. Yes, chocolate dipped strawberries for Dite's birthday.
I have all of them, right?
There you go.
Yeah, you have all of them. I want a little small one, not that big Mac Daddy one.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, look at
like three of them together.
God, that's like four that's a huge freaking chocolate strawberry.
It's as big as my face.
Looks like a heart.
That's a face berry. Here, birthday boy. Pass that over to the old producer.
Go ahead and grab one, even though it's not your birthday.
Yeah, it's not your birthday. It's Dite's birthday. You non-show starting some. All right, so let's just try these before we get the show started. Lip, take your bite real quick. These things are huge. I want to hear the crack. Take that down a little bit. I want to hear the crack. Oh, yeah, that's it. You know, listener Gail hates it when we eat on the show. Chocolate dipped strawberries. Also, this is not only for Dite's birthday, but also for Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is also, get your chocolate dipped strawberries from Amazon.com. Are they good?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to try mine here. Let's see.
Amazon. I'm shopping, baby.
You just made a happy K. There's gonna be a lot of Kathy today on today's show.
Oh, I'm all down for Kathy
because she was all over it this week with your boy. Let's see here. I'm gonna have a little bite here. Y'all talk while I have a little bite, or we get a little bit more Price is White music going on. There we go, ladies and gentlemen. We're enjoying chocolate dipped strawberries.
These are Price is White music.
Yeah, this is Price is Right music because I don't have anything else.
No, you can catch that. The Price is White.
The Price is White.
Yeah, because, you know, black people can't afford none of this.
And they said nothing about me when we sent the intern to pick these up?
Nope.
Sure didn't.
They said, Corey who?
That's just not right. I'm offended by that. That's a good strawberry. You know what? They didn't know who I was, so you know what? These are okay strawberries. These strawberries are just okay.
Well, when I picked up the order, they're like, well, we found one that's under the name Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll take that one then.
So you took somebody else's order.
I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, you went and picked this up?
Well, I took the intern, and he didn't know what to do, so I had to coach him.
Oh, my God. Look, my chocolate fell off, and you can see the imprint of the strawberry in the chocolate.
That's pretty amazing.
I'm sure listener Gail is loving this segment because she loves it when we chew. So, do you think?
Yeah.
Is this what you wanted for your birthday?
Yes, it is. Oh, man. I'm sorry. I'm going to take a giant strawberry.
I am having some really, really bad thoughts about you eating that strawberry, boy!
And now, it's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Hey, watch it, man. I want you to stay out of set tonight. I want you to work the floor.
What for?
I want to know when that sweet thing shows up. You see her? Come get me, cool?
Cool. I'll come get you, let you know the girl's there.
Not if I'm with my other babes. That wouldn't be cool. I don't want to break their hearts. So we ought to have, like, a signal.
A password.
Okay, what's the password?
You got it.
Got what?
The password.
Password is what?
Exactly.
Password is exactly?
No, it's...
Hold it. Slow down. The babe walks in. You see her.
I see her.
You come get me.
I come get you.
And I probably have a couple little sexies on standby. So you glide by me and you say what?
Okay.
The password is okay?
As far as I'm concerned.
Damn it, say the password.
What?
Say the password, onion head.
The password is what?
That's what I'm asking you.
It's the password.
The password is it?
The password is what?
It. You just said so.
The password isn't it. The password is
what?
Got it.
I got it?
Right.
It or right.
What?
From the BDB Production Studios in Glendale, Arizona, a suburb of the Valley of the Sun, it's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze. And now, here's Corey.
I haven't seen that movie until like ever.
That movie is hilarious. I love that movie.
Oh my
Purple
God.
Rain. Love me some Prince.
What is happening right now? Oh my God, what's happening right now? What? February 17th. What? Simmer down. We are limping out of the gate. Those strawberries were good.
They were.
I think when we were playing the opening, I'm not going to say where I ate one from, but I ate one from someplace. Yeah, you look so good standing there in my American Apparel underwear. What is happening right now?
I've never heard this song before.
Really?
Yeah.
Five Summers of Eve or something? What is this?
Research.
500 Days of Summer.
5 Seconds of Summer. Apparel Underwear. You never heard this? Apparel Underwear?
No.
All right. I am so hungover. All right. February 7th, 2015. Live from Studio G, still sweeping up Super Bowl confetti. It's Arizona's funniest internet radio show and podcast. Heard on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, AHA Radio, and FatGuyRadioShow.com. Welcome to another Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram is where you can find us socially.
Yeah, yeah.
Give us a like and a follow. Interact with the show while also spreading the word.
Not your legs.
Hallelujah.
Most internet radio shows are struggling this time of year, folks, with sponsors and listener activities. Not Fat Guy Radio Show listeners. Why? Because our show's main sponsor has something to offer everyone listening. Yes, I'm talking about Amazon. Use Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon for all your tax preparation and filing needs. Valentine's Day gifts. Valentine's is next week. Even if you are separated by proxy, meaning that you're not in the same city or the same state or even the same country as the person you love, Amazon, through our site, we'll deliver your Valentine's Day gift wrapped right to your love with free 2-day shipping of over 20 million items. And if you're just staying warm indoors until the snow melts, Amazon has something for you too. With over 200,000 movies and TV shows on Amazon.
What?
Damn.
Amazon Instant Video through FatGuyRadioShow.com. See, we're not struggling during this speculated downturn of internet radio show. The key is offering something for everyone, and that's exactly what Amazon does. And we offer it through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon.
Amazon.
I'm shopping, baby.
Amazon, yeah. I'm shopping. You made Listener K a very, very happy, happy lady.
Listener K, I am so happy to make you happy.
You know what? Because we go out of our way to make sure that she is happy.
Yes, we do.
So Philippians, the opening, I am really sorry.
The opening.
I don't know what's happening right now. I may or may not still have some residuals.
I mean, speaking about the opening, I have a little fun little tidbit that you might like about Morris Day.
Morris Day was the Purple Rain opening of what, right?
Yeah.
What was the scene that we had?
Now, it was him talking with Jerome.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But the the little tidbit that I wanted to share with you had to do with Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson?
Yes. You remember Lady of My Life? You will always be the lady of my life.
Michael sang that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm familiar.
Okay.
How you? I don't remember.
In the LL Cool J remixed it for Hey Lover. Hey Lover, Hey Lover.
Okay.
It's that same beat.
Okay.
But when Michael Jackson made that song, there was speculation that Michael Jackson was maybe a little curious?
Playing in the trees.
Because there's
and
a
not
line.
In the bushes.
Yeah. Because there's a line in the song where he said, "And I will love you more." And he said, "And I will love you more." Oh, how did he say?
I don't know.
He says,
"I don't remember the song." This is probably Michael.
He said, "And I love you more each day." But he says more each day. But the way he says, you know, Michael always had that way of moving it together. So if you listen to it, it sounds like it says, "And I will love you more this day."
Oh.
So people were like, "Oh, is Michael like
Michael
slinging the day to Morris Day like?" And Morris was always known for being a flamboyant guy.
I don't know a lot about Morris Day.
Morris Day in the time, like, ha!
Ha!
Hallelujah.
Ha!
Like never.
Philippians, you know anything about that?
No.
I know what you do know about Philippians.
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
Avocados from Mexico.
Yes, you do. You do. You do, Philippians, right?
Yeah, I knew it.
Philippians, what do you know about?
Avocados from Mexico.
No. Ooh, them are some good ones too, man.
Thank you, Super Bowl. Thank you, Super Bowl commercials. I'm trying to make guacamole. Philippians, what do you think I should use?
Avocados from Mexico.
Only the best.
Oh, no.
We were holding that back from DT for the whole beginning of the show.
I'm done. I'm literally crying right now. I can't even. Like, the level of even which I can't is surpassing the evening I the can't even.
The evening that you can't. And Philippians can take some of your tears, mix it with some salsa, and top it with...
Avocados from Mexico.
He can, I promise he can. Thank you, Super Bowl. That was the Super Bowl commercial that made me LOL and roll on the floor with that Avocados from Mexico commercial. And I looked at Lip and I said, "Lip, I got to have that in the replay machine. Call the production company and tell them, can we use that on the show?" Nobody ever called the production company, so we're probably using it illegally, which is fine, because if they get upset, I'll just send them...
Avocados from Mexico.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right, Lip?
Oh, man. That is priceless. That was hilarious.
That is the greatest freaking...
My abs literally hurt right now for how much I was laughing. Like, oh, my gosh.
Lip's expression was like, "I was expecting it."
Avocados from Mexico.
Are you hungover, Lip?
Not really.
Oh.
Are you hungover?
I sure as hell am. Oh, God, did I have a night.
What'd you do last night?
Avocados from Mexico.
That's what I did last night, was avocados from Mexico.
There's two of them just...
I blew off some steam and had to do some relaxing, and I have to remind myself sometimes, DT, that I am not 20 years old anymore.
But I am.
Shut up, you! So you bounce back like, you know, like a spring-loaded spring.
Like a spring-loaded spring.
Oh, God, I need a nap.
You bounce back like some type of kangaroo-loaded kangaroo.
You bounce back like a really firm...
Avocados from Mexico.
I can't party like I used to. I just can't. And I tried to last night, and I did. And it's kind of like when you take NyQuil at night, and you don't get the full 8 hours of sleep, so you force yourself to wake up, which causes you to be in a groggy state throughout like the first half of your day. Well, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon and I'm still in that groggy state. I've only been up in a
avocados from Mexico.
What is it when you move around?
I don't know. Mobility.
Avocados from Mexico.
Meditating.
I totally lost where I was going. I don't know where I was going with that. Oh, I should have turned that down. Sorry, professional. We are swinging for the fences today.
Oh man, this is the best show we ever done.
I know. Even after all of that greatness that happened, so I'm gonna get the spotlight off of me, and we're gonna do something that we have never done at the top of the show. Mocha Cub, we're gonna go to the segment that is sweeping the nation, ladies and gentlemen. It is
What the Hell Is Corey Tweeting with D-Tay.
The sexy summer mama.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, breaking news. For the first time since Twitter has been invented, Corey hasn't tweeted?
What?
What the hell is Corey not tweeting?
Or why?
All right,
why? What's going on, bro?
I was trying to set that up differently. Okay, so we're going to do it again. This is a show of redos. I'm sorry, because I can't find the freaking...
probably deleted it.
Did I? I didn't delete the record scratch.
Avocados from Mexico.
Where's the record scratch? That's what I'm looking for.
I got you. Just hit the stop button when I tell you. Ready?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
When I point you, hit the stop button. Okay.
All right, we're going to try it again from the top. Now I got to go back over. I am really drunk.
I drink.
The segment that's sweeping the nation.
What the hell is Corey tweeting with D-Tay?
Apparently, I'm drunk too.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time ever, since Twitter has been invented, Corey's not tweeting?
That wasn't right either. Did I stop?
Wow.
Did I stop? I stopped it too soon. All right, let me tell you.
Why the hell have you not been tweeting, Corey?
All right, I got to tell you why I haven't been tweeting. Because I was a skirt.
Why is you scout?
Okay. On Wednesday,
okay,
it was Gavin DeGraw's birthday.
Oh, nice.
Okay, Gavin DeGraw's birthday. I think the way that he looks, he turned 17. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
No, he's sounds, like 30. Right. I think he and I are the same age. He's 30.
So he's like 72?
Yeah, pretty much. So it was Gavin DeGraw's birthday, and I was reached out to a few weeks back by a Twitter follower, and she asked that, actually listener K,
mm-hmm,
Kathy forwarded me this tweet, and she says, hey Corey, this may be something you want to get in on. We're trying to get Gavin DeGraw on Saturday Night Live. So here's this lady's info. I sent her your info on Twitter so you can get in on this hashtag that we wanted to start trending. So, GDG Birthday, Gavin DeGraw at GDG Birthday sent me the information and told us, hey, we're having the fans get together and create a heartfelt message about how Gavin DeGraw's music has touched them, and we want to share it with Saturday Night Live starting February 4th, which is Gavin's birthday. And we're going to put messages up on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and use the hashtag GDG on SNL and hashtag happy birthday Gavin DeGraw. And, you know, heartfelt, you know, I don't do heartfelt very well.
Yeah.
So I was, I got with Philippius on the 4th, or prior to that, we had talked about doing a video, and I was going to do it because I've talked about Gavin DeGraw, and I've talked about how I think I've coined the phrase, if my heart could sing, it would sound like Gavin in all of his music. So they sent me this, and I'm like, okay, I got to get in on this. Of course, I want to be a part of this. I'm a Gavin DeGraw. The Gavin fans have been extremely supportive of the show. So we put together a video. And basically what I did in the video is that my plea to Lauren Michaels of Saturday Night Live was pretty much a conversation that consisted of mostly Gavin DeGraw song titles.
Mm-hmm.
And it started from his first album, Sweeter, all the way to his latest track, Fire.
Oh, wow.
That was the whole preface behind the video. So I just, you know, put it together. Lip came to down to the studio. He helped set up the lights. We did a horrible job miking it. And we shot this video. And I stayed up that night, put it all together, edited it, threw it up on Vimeo, and tweeted it out. I had no clue what was going to happen when that video went out. The Gavin Nation went on fire with this video.
Oh, wow.
What caused me to be afraid of tweeting was because I tweeted it out. It went out on Fat Guy Radio Show's Twitter, at Fat Guy Radio, and everyone picked it up from there. Then I retweeted it on from my Twitter page, from my Twitter handle, at Corey Blaze, and it picked up steam. It really did. So all these great, amazing Gavin fans, at Gavin DeGraw fans, at Gavin DeGraw News, at GDG Birthday, at Gavin DeGraw fans, Jenna Bally, Charlene, Rihanna Lee, Kathy, of course, Colleen, Wright, Seja, Musing, people over in Germany. I can't even read half of these people that were just coming back with just saying, oh my God, this was just the most amazing thing. Rachel Durnham, all of these people just coming out of saying how great this video was. And then they started following me.
Dang.
They started following me. My That's Twitter crazy. Followers just jumped. Fat Guy Radio Show's followers just jumped. Then I got scared to tweet because I'm an idiot. These people don't realize that I tweet out stupid stuff. These people have family. They've got great lives. And, you know, they're Gavin-loving people. I don't want them to realize that, you know, I'm just a microphone-talking, non-funny fat man with no appreciable talent. You know, the pressure's on now. So I delivered once, and now I tweet stupid stuff like, oh, my God, my left sock fell asleep. I don't know. So I was afraid to tweet because now they're not going to get substance from me. They're going to get just stupid stuff. And they are real people, and I'm scared.
It's okay, baby boy.
Oops.
That was a scare poop.
Me and the South fan is not getting along. So that's the reason why I haven't tweeted, because these people are, and I love them all. They are amazing. But I looked at some of their Twitter, lives, and, you know, they got kids, and they're all Gavin DeGraw fans. But my tweets lap substance. Hell, my Twitter handle says I'm the guy from that thing that no one remembers.
You even said it in their video.
I did. Oh, I did.
You did.
I'm just nervous. I literally am nervous to tweet anymore because I don't think I'll be able to top what I did. That video, I won't be able to top myself. The only other thing I have to do next is I don't know what I have to do next. So I got scared and I stopped tweeting. Because then they're going to start unfollowing me when I tweet out something stupid like, oh my God, there's no more coffee.
And then they're going to unfollow you when you don't tweet out.
So I'm screwed or tattooed no matter what. It's over, Johnny. I beat my L. I have reached the tippy top precipice of social media. Dumb.
This is what I say you do.
Okay, what do you all say? Right. What say you, DJ?
What I say is you tweet out.
Mm-hmm. I'll tweet right now. Tell me what to tweet.
Tweet out right now.
Okay. All right, my Twitter stopped working because my phone is a piece of crap.
All right.
All right, here we go.
This is what you tweet out.
Where do I tweet out? Live tweeting here.
Live tweet.
Live tweet.
Hey, new followers.
Hey.
I am fat and I'm okay.
New followers. I
am fat.
How do you spell am?
A-M.
A-M-P-M.
Fat.
Fat.
But that's okay.
But dat, D-A-T or T-H-A-T?
Dat.
T-H-A-T?
D-A-T.
I can't spell D-A-T.
Well, that.
Dat.
That's.
That.
That be.
That be.
I. For shiga dig.
I. For.
My nizzle.
Shiga dig.
For shizzle.
My. Nizzle.
Orange chicken noodles.
Orange.
Ragu. Boom. Tweet.
Orange. Oregon.
Pound. Orange chicken.
Orange.
Chicken noodle.
I'm still on orange. Orange. Chicken.
Orange. Orange.
Chicken noodle.
Ragu.
Chicken noodle.
You gonna put a pound in there?
Ragu. We got 31 characters. Oh, it turned ragu to talking? What the hell is wrong with my phone?
Talking ragu.
Ragu. How do you spell R-U-G-U-U?
R-A-G-U.
R-A-G-U-U. Okay, here it is. Love tweet. Damn it. Autocorrect. Damn it. All right, let's see. Live tweet. Hey, new followers. I am fat, but the odor for shifts dig my nozzle orange chicken noodle ragu.
All right.
I don't know what that means.
No one knows what it means. That people love it.
So hashtag what?
Pound.
Pound. All hustle.
All hustle. No muscle.
Oh! All hustle. No muscle.
That fit?
I don't know how to spell muscle because I don't have any. I don't want to be.
I don't need to be.
All right, we'll be back on Fat Guy Radio Show, and we'll talk Super Bowl commercials on the other side of this break. I promise you folks, the show will start soon. We'll be back. Here comes Mocha. Gavin Nation singing. Sing, you guys, let's hear you. Oh, I thought it was going to start back in right there. I didn't know. All right, we want all the Gavin Nation listeners that are listening to this show right now. I'm off my game. I'm off my game.
Sing now.
Yeah.
I'm
surrounded by imposters. All y'all sound good.
Sound just like Gavin.
I hear you in your car. I'm surrounded
by vanity. I love your vocals, Lady K.
Yeah. All right, put some feeling. Oh, y'all sound. Give all the Gavin DeGraw singers a hand.
You guys
lip
did great.
Lip can't clap because he's got the lip finger over there.
You guys did amazing.
Oh, yeah. We're supposed to pay some bills right now, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bah,
yeah.
Bah, bah. I came from the mountain.
Mountain.
The crust of creation.
Creation.
My whole situation made of greatest stone. Now I'm telling everybody. I'm sorry, Halo, it's Gavin.
What I've been trying to be lately. All I have to do is think of me and I peace of mind.
I'm tired of looking around you for what I got to do or who I'm supposed to be. I don't want to be anything other than me. Good Lord. All right, folks, this portion of the show is brought to you by Halo 6. Why do you think you stink? Because you're still puffing on those carcinogen-laden tar-dipped cigarettes. And newsflash, your body spray doesn't do much to cover up the smoke. Drop those horrible 3,000-degree burning sticks and be like me and grab yourself a Halo e-cig. You can no longer smoke on Earth, people. You can't smoke on Earth. When you go to the Gavin DeGraw concert, you don't want to have to sneak out the back to go have a cigarette in the parking lot when you can vape right there in your seat or where you're standing. You don't want to do that. You can't smoke cigarettes at a Gavin DeGraw concert, but I'm sure you can vape, because then the vape will just mix right in with the fogging machine and no one will even know what's happening, because Gavin has an amazing light show at every show he does.
Yep.
Isn't it nice how I tied Halo 6 in with Gavin?
Yeah.
Gavin, if Gavin DeGraw doesn't come on this show, we're just going to just close it up. Just shut it down. Shut it down and let's all go home. Halo 6 at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo 6. I'm vaping, baby. Give it to me, DT.
Halo 6. I'm vaping, baby.
Philippians, what the hell happened to your finger?
I cut it in half.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Avocados from Mexico.
Why?
With an avocado. That's correct.
So you were dicing avocados?
Yes.
What happened to your finger? Show the producer finger. There's the lip finger there.
It's
Oh. Like
three times smaller.
Jesus.
Three times smaller.
Yeah, it's like they cut off a section.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm like, no.
So what did Lip? So Lip comes to the studio on Wednesday to help shoot the Gavin DeGraw video, and he's got this thing on his finger. Like, what the hell did you do to your finger? Last week, it was DT in the DT boot, but DT has, because you had you told the story about it on Full Court Press Radio,
yeah,
where you had the DT boot because you were at the NFL experience with the Super Bowl and whatnot, and you went, and then you had the boot on for a couple of days, and then... And then you went and the baby Jesus prayed over your DT boot and you were healed.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm taking back. Lip showed me a picture of the cut finger and I can literally see the bone.
You can see the bone.
You can see the bone.
Lip, oh. What did you do? Put that up on your camera there, DT. Let's gross out all the Ustream.
Now you guys can't see the bone because it's not that close, but if you look in there, there's a little white speck.
Yeah,
that's bone.
They could see that. That's
that might be my tendon. I don't know.
Or tendon or something. It's literally disgusting.
Oh my God.
If you guys haven't noticed, today my favorite word is literally.
Literally.
Because it's very well documented that I love literally.
Lip, what the hell happened?
I cut it with a high power tool.
A saw?
A saw?
No, it was a grinder with a cutting wheel on it.
You're what? A plumber. What the hell are you doing with a grinder?
Well, there's cast iron pipes that are still in homes today that need to be repaired. In order to cut them, you need a cast iron cutter, which is a grinder.
With a cutting wheel?
With a cutting wheel. Metal cutoff wheel.
I don't know what that is, wow. DT. What is that? That's a piece of machinery?
It's a machinery that really cuts.
Is it like, an option on the McDonald's drive-thru menu?
No.
But
I don't know. You can get it at Taco Bell, though.
Okay. It's like a thin, round wheel.
It comes in a Taco
really
Bell.
Fast.
It comes in a Taco Bell Happy Meal, which is for the people that sat in front of Home Depot.
The number one question is, can you use the grinder to cut?
Avocados from Mexico.
Can you?
Actually, if you use a grinder to cut the...
Avocados from Mexico.
It will instantly make salsa.
Awesome. So it's a salsa. So you cut your finger with the salsa maker.
Exactly. Yes.
What happened to the finger?
What
you sliced it. What is it that, what's going to happen to the finger now?
Well, now I got to get surgery on the tendon because I cut the tendon.
You went that far down into, so the grinder, you, and it's the index finger on your
right hand. So I am right handed. So I'm kind of disabled.
Do you get one of those parking passes now?
I hope so.
So we could, you know what? Because I've always tried to figure out why the hell they have like handicap parking at the skating rink, but I guess that's so that the handicap people can park closer. Please send your compliment. I'm sorry.
Yes, wow. Corey, because handicap people want to skate too.
They can't.
That's so mean. That's so mean.
I'm sorry.
They can't do skating. All of them are like. physically handicapped to where they can't skate.
I'm sorry.
Or please. What if a handicapped person has a normal kid? Maybe they want to take their normal kid skating. Oh, you ever think about that? You're a jerk. You're so insensitive.
You're a jerk. You're a jerk.
See?
You're a jerk.
I know.
You're a jerk.
I know.
You're a jerk. 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 So your jerk. Finger lip.
So you can't bend your finger.
Not right
and
now.
And obviously you can't wash it either because that nail is dirty as heck. Like, I feel like you haven't washed that finger in 4 days.
Well, Lip always has little dirty little hands because he works with
his
hands
all the
time. But if
you look at the Lip, show him the rest of your nails. Now, look at the other ones look white. And the index finger looks like it's an African finger. It looks like it came off, stretched off African baby.
You know what they don't have in Africa? What?
Avocados from Mexico.
So you're...
No, they grow their own.
Yeah.
Avocados from Africa.
They're already burnt.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Please send your complaints. Wow. I'm hungover, people. I'm sorry. The views expressed, the fat guy.
Avocados from Mexico.
So you have to have surgery to repair the tendon in the finger now?
Correct.
And did you have to have surgery when you had the DT boot on?
No, I just had to take naproxen, but I haven't been taking that stuff.
What is wrong with you two?
They told me to take it. I took it like 3 days, and then one day I forgot to take it. Yes. And then after that, I just stopped taking it. Because you got to take it when you eat. And for the past like week, I haven't been eating like until like dinner.
Are you depressed?
And I just been so busy with my numbers job. Like,
tell me about that. It's been crazy.
Yeah, so like it's been so hectic. And then like a bunch of life-changing decisions I've made lately that's like the emotions of that. Like
I know, but some really great things has been going on in your personal life.
Yeah. I'm
going
to
get into it, but... Yeah, well, he did the dirty.
You did the dirty?
I did the dirty before I turned 30, and I feel bad. But man, was it good.
It was, wasn't it?
It was the best 45 seconds of my life. What?
I'm glad I could 45? Be there.
What got me beat.
But yeah, so like I stopped taking it for like a couple of days, and then a couple of days turned into a week. And I kind of want to get back on it because like I feel it swelling.
Sure.
And I feel it hurting.
Yeah.
But like at the same time, I'm like, well, I've been off it this long, like.
But you literally had like a brace boot.
Well, I still have the
you
brace. Like I just didn't put it on today.
You were like mechanical detail. It was like kind of cool because when you walked, it was like.
Yeah, it had the hydraulics and everything. I literally looked like RoboCop.
Yeah.
I literally looked like RoboCop.
It sounded like it too.
Yeah.
I was like, I will be back. That's Schwarzenegger, but I don't care.
Yeah, that's cool. Because when detail calls me like late at night, you know, when we're talking and we fall asleep on the phone with each other, you know, like
after
we're high school
hours.
Girls. When he's RoboCop, all you hear is.
Avocados from Mexico.
But Corey can kind of tell when I get tired on the phone because before I start snoring, it's like, hey, Corey, I'm going to go to
And I say, Mocha, I'm not done yet. What? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Please send your complaints to... Okay, so, but your foot, the detail boot is gone because you've been healed by the baby Jesus.
No, I still have the boot. I just didn't put it on today. Today's the first day I didn't put it on.
We need to call Benny Hinn. We can get
I'm going to need the baby Jesus to get his extra virgin olive oil and like come over here and rub my foot down.
I may have used the extra virgin olive oil on my salad, so we're going to have to get some more of that.
Okay.
You know that's a lie because I did not eat no salad. Talk about comedy.
At least not organic.
Oh, God. I don't even know what that means. Oh, God, I just got it.
Well, no,
I just got it.
What makes it so... I didn't get it. Oh, I think I got it.
I got it.
I think I got it.
I got it. I got
it. Is it a toss salad?
Interrupt this program as a sexually obscene incident has occurred. Please stand by.
And we're back.
What made it so much more funny was that, like, it was just awkwardly placed and,
He just threw it. It was a joke bomb.
At least not organic. And then, like, we both didn't get it at first. So,
yeah,
but what
slow.
Made it funny was because we didn't get it.
Yeah, and I'm
Lip,
drunk.
And Lip is, like, actually trying to be funny.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, Lip is funny?
Ooh, I think when he sliced open his finger, it
he
actually
cut into the funny
he cut
bone.
Into the funny bone!
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, I have, actually, we have audio of DT. And his taking off his DT boot. There he goes.
Oh, right yep, there it is. That's exactly how it sounded.
That's exactly how it sounded,
nice.
Right?
Yeah.
But okay, so Lip, you have to have surgery to repair the tendon.
Correct.
And are you going to be out of work for a while?
I might be.
Will you need anybody to take care of you?
I might.
Can I take care of you?
I was going to ask DT first.
That's messed up. You know, I don't understand. I don't understand why you guys do this to me. I'm over here in a depleted condition, drunk, trying to hydrate. Do you know how much freaking baby Enfamil formula stuff I've drinking today?
So, that DT,
baby.
Will you take care of me?
No, that's Papa Bear's job.
Right. Ha, ha, ha!
Can I eat another strawberry?
You can't eat another strawberry because you know what? We're bringing it back, ladies and gentlemen. Fat Guy Radio Show's moment in Black History. Today's moment in Black History. Alan P. Montrose III was the first Black actor to die in a horror film. And this has been Fat Guy Radio Show's moment in Black History. That was your moment in Black History, ladies and gentlemen. You can look forward to those all February long.
Hey,
you.
I have a question.
I have an answer.
I don't know if you heard about this. That's the question. Did you hear about this?
I did not hear about this. What?
Whitney Houston's daughter?
She gone?
Bobby Christina?
Yeah, she dead yet?
She dead.
She gone?
She gone.
Well, there you go.
Like a week after her mama died.
Are we surprised by any of this?
Sadly, no, but dang. Not little Bobby. Not little Bobby.
Bobby Christina has been a disaster.
Since he was born?
The Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston thing was the disaster from the beginning. I love Whitney Houston. I will always love Whitney Houston because her song said, I will always love you. But this whole thing about this Brown family crap, woman's in a coma.
No, woman gone.
She gone.
She came out the coma.
She came out the coma and went into the coffin. Okay, you have and I'm sorry she's gone, and I'm sorry for the grieving family, but you have a family and a group of people that are surrounded by people that just keep telling them yes, and I'm sorry, I'm even going to throw Cicely Houston under the bus, because as influential as she was with Whitney Houston's career at the beginning, she should have taken her Bible and she should have beat the hell out of Whitney Houston the first time she said, I'm dating Bobby Brown. She should have took her by the hair, snatched her weave back, and drug her ass back to Houston and said, you didn't come way too damn far to throw your life away over this fool. Cicely Houston knew what was going on with Bobby Brown, and then they had Bobby Christina.
Yeah,
you should have known that was a disaster from the beginning. And now all of a sudden, we love him. It's the same news and the same media people that are saying how sad it is that she's gone are the same news media people that drove Bobby Christina into the lifestyle that she was in, because every time you turn around, there was something saying something bad about her mom. The news media is completely guilty of murder. I said it. They are guilty of murder because they kept messing with that family when they should have let that family work their problems out. And we probably would still have Whitney at this point, and we probably wouldn't even have Bobby Christina to be mourning. But she's gone. Move on. Is Bobby going to take this moment? They always talking about our family wants our privacy. And yeah, I'm complaining about the media and the family. Bobby Brown talking about we want our privacy, respect our privacy. Stay your ass out from in front of the media then. Stay your ass out. You want your privacy? Change your damn name and move to a mother effing island.
Dang, I feel like I just struck a chord with you.
Just a little bit, because I'm getting a little passionate about that, and I'm in a depleted state, and I might or may not be.
I kind of got a scare boner.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was frightened for arousal.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. That's all I heard. Do we even know that we are dropping bombs overseas right now? Does anybody realize that we are in war? Right now, this country is in war overseas right now.
With who?
Exactly. Because we are too freaking concerned that somebody let the air out of a ball and a crackhead offspring is dying in a hospital.
No, I'm saying with who? Like, do you know who we're at war with?
No, because I've been paying attention to the deflated ball and the crackhead daughter in the hospital.
I've been watching some stuff about the war. Like, man, it's crazy because they're saying that, like, this terrorist group,
ISIS?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Completely fabricated. It is actually ISIS is an acronym for like the is like the Israel secret intelligence system or something like that. It's mm-hmm. like their secret service. It's like almost like M6 with the British. And they've been having key members doing pretending to be Muslim radicalists and been perpetuating this war. And there's pictures of these ISIS head leaders with John McCain and like other people, and it's crazy. They have like all this.
So stuff. It's a conspiracy.
It's a conspiracy.
Whoa! We haven't played details conspiracy bed in a while.
World order coming in like 2016.
Oh god, I'm sashaying off this planet. Bobby Christian, away from me.
Save me a seat, Whitney.
Save me a seat, Whitney. All right, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to rant about the Bobby Christina thing, but there's so many more important things.
I just heard that she died today. That's oh, okay. why I was wondering if you.
So we haven't confirmed it.
I haven't confirmed
allegedly,
it.
Allegedly, ladies and gentlemen. Allegedly.
Oh yeah, that crackhead's daughter died. I was like,
well, we'll have to.
They could have been talking about Susie Lou up the street. I don't know.
Susie Lou is a crackhead,
and her daughter did die. No, I'm just saying
that's horrible.
I'm sorry, you know, Susie.
Susie Lou crackhead died in the bathtub.
It's so sad.
That family is just was doomed from the start. Come on, what are we talking about? All right, let's take a quick break here and let's funny it back up because, dude, here in Glendale, Arizona, last Sunday, one thing happened and one thing didn't happen. One, we learned that sharks can't dance. And two, DT didn't show up at my house for Super Bowl. We'll be right back off Fat Guy Radio. Conversations all my friends are turning green.
You're the magician's assistant in their dreams. Hi, this is Ryan Scott.
And these are all the crazy voices in his head.
We love sports.
And we can't get enough of them.
We love them so doggone much that we done created ourselves just to talk about sports all the time in our heads.
So come join in the crazy of me and Daniel Taylor on Full Court Press Radio every Tuesday on FullCourtPressRadio.com, part of the BDB Radio Network.
You know, it's just my luck. Just my luck. I need a new phone. That tweet we concocted.
Yeah.
I just opened my phone back up and it said tweet could not be sent due to some type of connection error.
Oh, wow. So it didn't even go out.
It went in the drafts. I need a new phone.
But you had to buy him an iPhone 6.
You should get the iPhone 6. Avocados from Mexico.
Is that the iPhone 6?
No, it was. I just saw your.
Check out Full Court Press Radio, folks. It's a really good show, I think.
It really is. I mean,
details on.
It's not like I want it or anything. Sports. But I mean, it's really good. Like, oh. you should totally go.
STDcheck.com, ladies and gentlemen. When it comes to your sexual health, there's no joking about it. What is STDcheck.com? STDcheck.com is the industry-leading online STD testing provider. Fast, private, and affordable STD lab testing, 100% confidential STD testing, 5-minute testing, get results in 1 to 2 days. All tests are FDA approved, same day testing also available, and they offer over 4,000 testing centers nationwide. Take your health seriously, get tested. If you don't know, find out. STDcheck.com through the STD Check banner on our website or directly at fatguyradioshow.com/STDcheck. Don't wait. The life you save may be your own. Don't live in worry. Know your status. Get tested. Click the banner on our website today. Okay, enough with the strawberries. Look at you. You stuffed that entire strawberry in your mouth.
Should have seen the way he handled it before he put it in his mouth.
Well, that's probably a good look. Strawberry's okay, though.
DJ has a solo shot. I'm telling you, folks, if you're
feed. It's okay. It's okay. It's an okay strawberry.
If you're not watching the live stream, folks, there's just a show within a show that happens on this show, and it's hilarious. Because if you ever notice, DJ stares at himself in his camera all the time.
My camera's here, and then like vaguely off to the side is a screen that shows me, and I'm like Robin Scherbatsky from How I Met Your Mother. Like I get turned on by myself.
Robin Scherbatsky?
Yeah, if you ever watch How I Met Your Mother, I watch it on Amazon.
I have it. You know what I'm viewing right now? We are all over the place. You know what I'm watching? They release Spartacus season 3 and 4
what?
On the flick of next.
I gotta catch up because I seen the first two.
Yes.
I seen the first two because the first one was with him.
And that was awesome. The real Spartacus guy died.
Did he?
Yeah, he really died in real life, and they replaced him.
Is that why they replaced him? Because I thought it was, three.
He didn't die on the show. He died in real life.
Okay, so let me get this straight. Because that's the dude from Terminator.
Yes.
The Terminator Salvation.
Yes.
So Terminator Salvation dies, right?
Yes.
So season three picks up, because the season two went back because you had the black guy.
I want to say Andy Whitfield was the original Spartacus in that. Andy Whitfield, and he passed.
Okay, and then season two was like a prelude to the first season.
Yes.
So you saw the rise of like how the black guy became a trainer.
Yeah. How? Because
he was a gladiator in the second one.
Yeah. Jesus. Doctori.
Doctori. Yeah. How he became Doctori, right?
Yes. How he became the Doctori. But now season three is even going further back to when he was a young kid, when he was sold into slavery.
Who's Spartacus?
No,
or Doctori.
Yes.
Okay, so season three goes further back.
Season three goes further back in flashbacks for Doctori, but season three is also moving forward after the House of Badiatis crumbled with the new Spartacus.
Oh, man, you got me hyped. Now I'm out. You know what? Tonight I might have to start season one and watch all of them all over again.
You know what? If you want to binge watch Spartacus, dude, I would totally have a Spartacus viewing party at my house.
I'm so down.
We would boost up the surround sound. I would start over from season one and watch it all the way through, man. I totally would catch up with you on Spartacus. I could totally binge on it.
Will he even come over, though?
Probably not like he did at the Super Bowl.
I will come over.
Now, okay, so last week you said on the show, it's not well, very well documented. Hello, listener girl that punched out on the show, even though I'm glad you're still listening. We're going to have to change the studio from Studio G to Studio K.
Oh, yeah. Renaming the studio.
I know we're getting a detail, but dude,
Listener
K has been phenomenal lately. She is, I need 200,000 more of Kathy. I really do. She's almost Mama Fat Guy Radio. But she's not old enough to be Mama Fat Guy Radio.
Yeah.
I wouldn't assume. I mean, she sends me tweets, you know, just like checking on me, giving me, she keeps me up to date on all of the Gavin news. You know what I mean? She's like our PR of the East.
Nice.
She's freaking amazing, bro. She tickles me, and just her support is so genuine.
Yeah.
She has no agenda. She's just a big supporter of the show, and I never, ever would have expected her. And she brings on all her Gavin girls. I call them the Gavin girls. I know there's some Gavin guys, but the Gavin girls come, and I mean, she has just been absolutely tremendous. I wanted to take just a moment to just tell her here on the show how much I and we appreciate Kathy on this show, and she's freaking phenomenal.
Yeah.
She watches live. She busts our balls if the replay isn't up on time when it needs to be up for her to watch.
Yeah.
Oh, she will send me a tweet. I can just imagine the tweet sounds like this. Kai, why isn't the Vimeo replay up on the website yet? I need to watch. I logged in, and the last thing I heard you say was skinny people. Fat people don't know they're fat, so it's not reminding them. I feel like Kathy's yelling at us when she did. She busted her balls one time. Then she lit on our Twitter.
Yep.
The show's not posted. The show's not posted. But I love that passion. You know what I mean? She needs her dose of Fat Guy Radio. When we go black and when we go dark, well, we're always black.
Some more than others, Lip.
That was the wrong band. I am all
over
the
more
place.
You know?
No, that was Guy Love, instrumental from Scrubs.
Oh, okay.
But she is all over it. But that passion, when we go dark or we run best of, she ain't happy. She needs her Fat Guy Radio show dose of us.
She needs
know we've had SE shows, she still sends me a tweet and says, "Hey, that was a good show." And I want to respond back to her like, "You know, that was horrible." Like this one.
Yeah.
DT, you agreed way too quick on that.
I'm sorry. Say it again.
Yeah, but you know, it's like she knows that was a horrible show like this one.
I mean, kinda.
Avocados from Mexico.
But she is. That's gonna be. I'm gonna drive that into the ground.
That's just gonna be your go-to button.
It is gonna be my go-to button because I can't. I don't have any other go-to buttons because you know, listener Kay, as we're talking about her right now, she also loves this too. Because DT, you looking fine as hell today, boy.
My mind's telling me no, but my body, my body's telling me yes.
So this sexy mama, who farted? I am distracted. Squirrel! So DT didn't show up for Super Bowl. You were supposed to come over to the house and watch the Super Bowl. I had sandwiches. I had put some barbecues on the grill.
I was looking forward to it, all of it.
Yeah, and you didn't make it. And
I was there.
Let's tell the people why I didn't make it.
Why, DT, why didn't you make it to?
I didn't have trouble with the law. Jerk.
No, jerk.
The reason why I didn't make it is also because you're a jerk.
I'm a jerk?
Yes, because
I think you pissed
him off. You invited me over.
I did.
You said, hey, DT, you should come over to my house on Super Bowl, blah, blah, blah.
I invited you here on the show to come over and watch the Super Bowl
and I said, okay,
on my cartoon-sized television.
Yeah, and I said, okay, yeah, that sounds like a plan. Yeah, for sure. And I was like, what time are you coming to get me? He was like, oh, I'm not coming to get you. I'm not driving in that traffic. And I was like, okay, well, I'll try to find a ride.
No. You didn't say I'll try. You said I'll find a ride. I didn't even say I'm not coming down there to get you. You said I'll find a ride.
I'll find a ride. Yeah,
that's what you said. I'll find a ride because geographically, my house and DT's house is separated by the University of Phoenix Stadium. There ain't no freeway between here and there that was going to be any type of comfortable or navigatable. Is that even a word?
I don't know.
I mean, there is, because I used to take the long way to get here. I was not going
all the way out to the 303.
I didn't know. No, I wasn't talking about that. I didn't even know about the 101 until he started picking me up. Like, literally, when I get in the car to come to your house to, like, hang out with you.
Yes.
I used to take the 10.
10.
Take the 17.
17.
Take the 17 up.
Uh-huh.
And then get off. And then come to your house,
right,
on the streets.
Yeah, because the 17, for those of you that don't know, the 17 is the through freeway. You mean it starts at Flagstaff, and the 17 will get you all the way damn near down to Tucson. Because it curves into the 10, and it's really, you go right through the city when you're driving the 17.
Yeah.
When we speak of the 10 is very familiar because the 10 stretches all the way into California.
Yeah.
You get on the 10, it ain't going to stop until you hit LA.
Yep.
So the 10 is a through Arizona. So the 10 and the 17 are the two main ones. The 101 loop actually loops you around the metropolitan area. It takes you on the outskirts of the area, which where I live on the outskirts of the area. But Phoenix, for those that have never been here, is built on the grid system.
Yeah.
Every street crosses another street. We don't have too many round areas other than in Sun City. That city is built on the round. And then we have the idiot that built Grand Avenue, which travels southeast to northwest diagonal through the city. But the reason why that Grand Avenue does that is because the railroad runs alongside Grand Avenue.
Yeah.
But other than that, Phoenix is a grid system. All of our freeways are in a grid. You can literally start on the 101, loop it up all the way around, cross over the 17, keep going, cross over the 51, which is another bypass freeway, loop it all the way around into the east portion of Phoenix, hop on it, loop back up onto the 10, and the 10 will take you right back to the beginning of the 101 loop.
Yep.
It's literally a loop around the city. And then the 17 goes through the city. The 51 is a rich people freeway because it only services the Scottsdale area.
Yes, I noticed that.
Have you ever noticed that? And
I
then
did.
It stops.
Yeah.
You jump on the freeway in the ghetto, and then it lets you off in the rich part. Have you ever noticed that?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's the freeway system. It's a grid system. So when you talk about that, you know, just to kind of help people that aren't here or don't know, and that has been your geography lesson on Fat Guy Radio Show today.
You're welcome.
But that's the reason why, because it was like 12 o'clock when I texted you.
It was.
I could not find a ride, and I knew if I couldn't find a ride by 12, there was no way I'm coming up, because the closer it got to 4, the more people were going to definitely say no.
The freeways were locked down at 8 a.m. Super Bowl day.
So when
it was over, Johnny.
Because I was ready to leave the house at 10.
Yeah, but how was it my fault?
No, it's just because I couldn't get a ride. And I didn't want to ask you for
a ride. So you're trying to put the system on trial. I'm the system. He's trying to put the system on trial.
Yeah. Okay.
We ain't played the People's Court music in a while.
I was trying to blame it on the man.
The plaintiff's entering into the courtroom today is Daniel Taylor. He accuses the defendant of not picking him up on Sunday for the Super Bowl show. He is accusing, and he's guilty, of driving while being sexy. Oh. Here on the People's Court.
That was nice.
Chop that up. Where decisions are made, the rulings are final. Right here on the People's Court with Judge Wapner. So you didn't make it to the Super Bowl. I grilled the hell out of some burgers. Did I not, Lip? Juicy.
And we had some jalapenos and...
Oh, yeah. Philippians brought over some fresh jalapenos.
Did he bring over some?
Damn it! D-10, I can't get to it fast enough. Hey, he brought over some fresh jalapenos from his co-worker's garden. We didn't know what they were, but they were huge. I apparently got the one that was jalapeno ass flame, because I believe my butt was on fire.
Oh, man.
You know, because we are the champions. Again, but what were you going to ask if he brought?
I was wondering, did he bring any of those?
Avocados from Mexico.
No, he did not have any of those, unfortunately. But we put those on the open fire, and they just flamed up beautifully, and they were delicious. Mm. We had some Angus burgers served on a potato roll with, salted tomatoes. Radicchio with three cheeses.
We had jalapeno chips.
We had jalapeno baked chips.
Screw you guys!
We had two hamburgers apiece.
Two hamburgers apiece, and the tomatoes.
We had pickle.
Screw you guys, because
avocados from Mexico.
I remember a couple of weeks ago, we left the studio.
Yes,
and you guys took me home. And on the way back to wherever you guys were going, you guys stopped for Raising Cane's.
That was not okay. You know what?
No. Let's get this. Let's just get this out here.
Okay, put it on trial.
I feel like I'm putting both y'all, because I feel like you threw the blame. You like
who, me?
Yeah, you threw the blame.
I'm through the blame.
You threw the blame.
Blew the blame.
You threw the blame.
Blew the blame.
You blew the blame. Blew the plow.
Blew the blame. Blew the plow.
Over the flip and said he was the reason why y'all got Raising Cane's. Oh, Flip was hungry. Flip was hungry. You know, he liked that chicken. You know how the Mexican like that chicken. They just crack the top off the neck and let the blood drain out. You know, so he wanted some Raising Cane's.
But it was Lip's idea to put it up on Instagram.
No, it should have been Lip's idea to tell you, let's get that stuff before y'all take me home, because I was hungry as hell when I got home.
Why didn't you speak up and say, hey?
You know I'm always hungry as hell after every show. That's why I've been eating strawberries the whole show. What have I never? I always eat before the show, and I always ask you to take me something to eat after the show.
But that was Lip's idea. Lip came up with the whole idea to go to Cane's.
And then y'all little mother lovers want to go ahead and flame up and make double cheeseburgers. We won't get two of the 100% Angus beef, Screw Cars Jr. Like, we just gonna go with our own corn-fed beef.
Yeah, we corn-fed it to the beef. We corn-fed it.
We did.
Go ahead and raise that beef since he was a cow.
I've been raising that beef, tied it down so it can't move, so it's nice and tender.
It was all fat. You broke his leg when it was his calf.
Bust his leg.
They couldn't walk or anything.
Open. busted it.
Gonna eat the food, and then come over here, just like make me feel horrible as a horrible person because I didn't get to show up because I didn't have no friends, I ain't got no car, and like y'all ain't right, I'm done.
Yeah, there he goes. He's walking.
Lip, you do my reach for the end of the show. I'm going downstairs.
Yeah, there he goes, ladies and gentlemen. DT has walked out of the studio and is throwing the fit in the door. Look at him. Don't you throw? He just threw that.
Yep,
he literally just threw that. He literally just threw that.
This guy going crazy.
What is he doing? He better not throw that in here.
He's gonna.
Don't you throw that in here. That's some of my mom. He better be glad that didn't go nowhere because he doesn't have a very good. He throws like a girl.
Yep.
You know what? Now that he's gone, you want to go to Canes after the show?
Let's do that, man. So Canes and.
Get your sexy ass back in here. Finish the show, Mocha Cup. Papa Bear has spoken and the People's Court ban has ended.
Oh, my headphones are on my chair.
All right.
I'm still mad.
Okay, let me.
Because I'm in here doesn't mean I'm not mad.
Let me explain. Can I explain?
All right, Lucy, you got some explaining to do.
I'm going to explain. All right? Right after this break. We got to talk about Katy Perry and the dancing. I'm going to stop saying what we're going to talk about when we come back because we haven't gotten that damn thing because I'm hungover. We'll be back. All right, folks, welcome back to Fat Guy. What show is this?
It's the Katy Perry Halftime Show.
Welcome to the Katy Perry Halftime Show, ladies and gentlemen, and now for the Sharks.
Way to be the left shark, Lip. Not know any of the dance moves.
Lip, you left shark.
Like we didn't practice this all week. Come on, man.
You've been rehearsing for 3 weeks. You signed the release saying that you won't tell anybody that you were going to be left shark. Left shark. Oh, Lip, tell us what you discovered on SoundCloud. When we were doing show prep. We met yesterday to go over the new timing of the show. If you notice, folks, it's 5:11 and the show's still going. You get a longer show. What did you discover yesterday on Spotify, Lip?
Katy Perry has signed back on.
Katy Perry's music is back on Spotify.
I didn't know she was off. I thought it was Taylor Swift who was off.
Oh.
That's what I got that news from a big black guy, so.
Did I mention that I'm hungover?
Y'all over here. Katy Perry's back on. Homie, she never left. Y'all talking about Taylor Swift.
I knew that was a bad idea for her.
I really thought I had something. I really thought we had breaking news.
Whenever it starts breaking, I just found out Corey's a dumbass.
It was Taylor Swift that left.
Well, she's back on.
Taylor Swift's back on too?
Yeah.
Well, that's breaking news. Is she really back?
I'm afraid to say that it's breaking.
At her page.
I'm afraid.
On Spotify.
No, it was Katy Perry.
No,
I
Taylor
swear.
Swift. Remember, because we had a big deal about her taking it off right before 1989 came out, and then she stole so much money, and she made so much more money off of just album sales than she would have on the downloads or the percentage from Spotify.
And it was Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking at her page right now.
Why Taylor Swift left Spotify? You're absolutely right.
But apparently she's back on because Lip said he's looking at her page right now. It has music on it?
Yeah.
Try to play something from her page. Try to play something because I don't think it is because there's nothing. What's the hottest song she's got right
Blank
now?
Blank Space.
Blank Space. Find Blank Space and see
Blank Space.
If it's on there.
Oh,
it may be a poser Taylor Swift.
Yeah, because this is like our first album. He's the reason for tears on my guitar.
But I thought she pulled all of her stuff.
Maybe she just pulled.
You know what? The Yahoo search is just garbage. They don't bring up nothing of the hot
topics. Is this Tears on My Guitar?
Nothing.
What song is this?
Safe and Sound.
Safe and Sound. What album?
Hunger Games soundtrack.
Oh, that's...
Thank you, Google.
Is she back on?
No. It doesn't say anything.
So there's no blank space.
There is no blank
space. So maybe the Taylor songs that she gets are off a soundtrack because she can't pull that music because it's not owned by her. Right? Because any music that you make for a soundtrack, isn't that music belong to the soundtrack?
I would think so.
In the motion picture?
And so that's from the soundtrack?
Yeah, this is the Hunger Games soundtrack.
But they have other songs on here. But I'm looking right here. It says 1989, and then it says...
Well, go to 1989 and play Blank Space.
It won't let me. It says, artists of their representative have decided not to release this album.
So she's still off. So she's... No. That's... Oh, yeah, just yet. Just like when you call somebody who hadn't paid their bills in 5 months and says, I'm sorry, the user you're calling is outside the service area. Nah, homie. That person ain't paid the bill.
They ain't paid... Is that what that means?
Here. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm so rich, I don't know.
It says we're working on it and hope we can change their minds soon.
Exactly. Meaning she ain't back on board.
So when me and Lip were having this moment where we high-fived and chest bumped over the fact that Taylor Swift or Katy Perry was back, that was a false celebration because we're both dumbasses.
Exactly.
Flip.
Y'all should have been doing backflips over the avocados from Mexico.
I can't get to it.
No, you can't give it to it fast enough, but I got the voice. Avocados from Mexico.
No, you don't. That's nowhere near what it is.
Avocados from Mexico.
Okay, so what is this whole thing about the left boob?
Oh, shark? So apparently there was two sharks.
Yes,
a left shark and a right shark.
A left
and
shark and a right shark.
And they're supposed to do
this
dance move where they're like doing this like "Hey Macarena" type of thing, like that.
Are you sure?
Yeah, but the left shark didn't know the moves.
I thought
and just went completely rogue and like did their own thing. It was like, oh, I don't know the moves, so oh.
I thought that I didn't think that there was anything weird or different about the left shark because I thought that all of those cartoon characters were doing whatever they wanted to do. None of them. The trees weren't coordinated.
But for the most part, the sharks were coordinated to a T. And then, like, at that last part when she was ending Teenage Dream, the right shark was hitting the moves on point, and then, boom, left shark said, I'm just going to shake my belly. Like, cause I don't know the moves.
Well, I was just looking at the fact that they were dead eye sharks. All of the sharks had dead eyes.
Well, of course.
They're like,
You didn't want to make them realistic eyes because then next thing you know, people won't be scared that the shark's coming to eat Katy Perry.
I need one thing. What? There's one thing that I need from the Super Bowl. One thing I need.
What?
Somebody get me that lion. I need that lion. I need that lion she came out on.
I know, like, I was like, mad.
I wish she would have stayed on that a little longer.
That lion was legit. She came in riding a Megazord.
That was Power bad Rangers. Ass. Like, so everybody's saying that this Katy Perry Super Bowl, and I know we're behind the times. It's a week later, and Lip was like, Corey, you don't want to talk about this because, you know, it's all been spun out. I didn't think it was a good halftime show.
Yeah.
NBC, the audio technician needs to be fired because I'll explain to you folks why it sounded like it was in ultra super stereo delay, because when you have a live TV show, there are two feeds. You have one feed that runs to the audience in the arena, and then you have another feed that runs strictly out to the broadcast. The audio engineering in the truck had both feeds on, so you were getting the slight delay of the broadcast feed and the current feed of the studio of the stadium. And then even in the stadium has a horrible echo because she says roar and the people in section 400 gets roared 3 seconds later after she said it. It's just that big of a stadium. So it sounded like crap. I thought she did an amazing job. I've liked Katy Perry. I thought she's got a great talent. It was a good show, but I don't think it was the best show, the best Super Bowl halftime show ever. I've heard people say that it's the best Super Bowl halftime show.
I don't think it was the best either.
I don't think so.
Missy Elliott came out, though.
Now that rocked. But I like Missy Elliott. Didn't realize she was so little. We ain't seen Missy Elliott. I bet you all the 20-somethings were like, who is that?
Well, Missy Elliott even tweeted out that she feels like Paul McCartney because when Kanye West put Paul McCartney on a song for Keys.
Yep.
And
people didn't know. They were like, who's this new guy named Paul McCartney?
Yeah. look at Kanye. Kanye always picking up. Kanye's always discovering new artists.
I watch the Kardashians.
But now they're like, Missy Elliott, that's a new artist. Like, this new artist, Missy Elliott, is pretty dope.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I feel like Paul McCartney now. I think I can make a comeback.
I would like to shake the hand or the fin of the left shark.
I would too.
I think it was pretty badass. Because when you on that stage, you want to do it. You know what I say? Left shark, you do it how you want to do it, baby. You know? Do it how you want to do it.
Just do it.
You take the choreography and you tell them, up your fin, because I am Blin. I didn't know what else to end the show with.
Up
oh, God, I need a nap.
Oh, man.
I've been with Rai Rai all morning. I drank till 4 or 5, 6 o'clock this morning. Me and the sun came up at the same time with the rising of the sun and the setting and the way.
Oh,
this
man.
Has been another mediocre Fat Guy Radio show. Gavin DeGraw fans, thank you guys so much, seriously, for all your great support. I'm going to start tweeting again. And if I offend you or upset you, just go ahead and unfollow me. It wouldn't be the first time. Every time I say something about Tyler Perry, or if I go on a rant about Ann Myers Drysdale of the Phoenix Suns, or if I start to sound like Bill O'Reilly, whatever it is, just I love you guys, and I love Gavin DeGraw as well. Hopefully one day we'll get Gavin on this show. We're a stupid little fight ticky little internet radio show, and he's a big, huge mega superstar. Maybe he'll throw us a bone someday. Who knows? And the day that happens, I will shut down the show after that because it won't get any better.
That's real.
That will be the pinnacle. That will be it. I will be able to lay down dead and happy that I've had Gavin DeGraw. No, I'll keep going because then we got Zach Braff we got to chase after, and then we got to get Michael Jordan on the show. And I also want to interview DT.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a get right there, Lip. Hey, Lip, hope your finger gets better.
Hope so, too.
Today's show was brought to you by Amazon. This mediocre show was brought to you by Amazon. I am depleted.
I could tell.
Amazon, if you need it, Amazon has it. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. Use the Tax Central. Order your Valentine's Day gifts, even though I'm going to be alone for Valentine's Day. Or do some online shopping. Amazon, proud to power Fat Guy Radio Show.
Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. This program cannot be rebroadcast, reproduced, or distributed without the written consent of authors.
I can't even click through.
This program cannot be rebroadcast, reproduced, or distributed without the written consent of an authorized representative of the BDB Radio Network.
For advertising on the mighty yet mediocre Fat Guy Radio Show today, email info. It was on the screen. Read it.
Facebook, Twitter. And Instagram is where you can interact with the show. Search Fat Guy Radio Show, subscribe free on iTunes, and catch the live video replay on our exclusive
Vimeo page. After the Levels is my daily blog. After the Levels blog by Corey Blaze. Read it, comment, and share it. For Fat Guy Radio Show, for Philippians and DT, I'm Corey Blaze saying skinny people, fat people already know their fat, so stop reminding us. Listen, like, and laugh, everybody. Join us next week. See you at the top.
Bye-bye.
Gavin DeGraw on SNL. What?
Corey Blaze back. You thought the show was over. Not so. Gotta remind you about FatGuyRadioShow.com/sponsors. Get over there now. FatGuyRadioShow.com/sponsor. And tell us about it if you have a good experience. And now, this is the real end of the show.
One, everyone need to buy it.